is our lettuce, or our spring mix, our mesclun mix. We also have arugula for distribution, and then tofu. And that's it for today. Okay. So we're taking it to some restaurants in the city right now. As part of adhering to like what people nowadays call like a social enterprise, we also realize that we have a responsibility not only to the member owners, but the community in which we reside and base ourselves in. So for example, if we're making money, but people are still hungry, then we need to resolve that contradiction somehow, right? How do we actually live a healthy way that makes sense for the local community? Because like the Whole Foods brand of living healthy does not translate to everybody. Like your super cold pressed juice slash like hemp natural beeswax. Like, you know what I mean? Like, I think like that's fine, but it doesn't have to be like everybody's thing. You know what I mean? Should stop eating rice because there's like such a high rate of diabetes, but they're not really addressing like what is the root cause of that in the community context or even the historical context. For example, New Orleans East is home to like 3 landfills, the industrial corridor, 33 auto junkyards, and like 23 illegal dump sites. If you have that kind of environment and New Orleans treats your community as a traditional dumping ground, what does that say about your ability to access a healthy lifestyle?